بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Last week we spoke of talaq and we mentioned its seriousness and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala views talaq, which means divorce, and also that we should never consider talaq as the first option when it comes to a marital dispute or a breakdown of the relationship between husband and wife, but there are other avenues that must be pursued and also other means that must be completely exhausted before we consider talaq. We then went on to the types of talaq, and the first type which we discussed last week was talaq al-hasan, the best possible way to issue talaq. And that was the husband issues one divorce, only one, to his wife during a tuhur period, during a clean period in which there was no cohabitation, no intimate relationship, no intercourse found during that clean period. He issues her one and that's it. He allows her to observe her iddah. After she completes her iddah, which is 3 menstrual cycles, he does not issue another talaq, but he allows her to move on with her life. She is free now to marry another man of her choice. And if she wishes, and the two of them agree, they can re-perform the nikah after the iddah has terminated, re-perform the nikah, and once again live as husband and wife. The second type of talaq is called talaq al-hasan, the less preferred method of talaq. This is the less preferred. Talaq al-hasan is where the husband divorces his wife who still menstruates with 3 talaq in 3 different clean periods wherein there is no intercourse. So here what happens is he has decided to issue all 3 talaq. For whatever reason. However, if the husband has decided this, that he wishes to issue her with 3 divorces, he's not allowed to do it in one sitting or in one sentence or even in one tuhur, in one clean period. He can't issue 3 talaq in one clean period, because the moment he issues talaq, she enters into iddat. So talaq al-hasan, the less preferred talaq, is where he issues her with 1 talaq during the tuhur period, a clean period in which no intercourse had taken place. He issues 1, allows her to observe her iddah. Once her iddah terminates, and now when she enters into a new period of tuhur, a clean period, then he issues the 2nd one. Of course, again, no intercourse had taken place during that clean period. There he allows her to observe the iddah and to complete the waiting period, and then in another tuhur, at a later stage, another clean period in which no intercourse had taken place,